Hey, everybody, before we get started, I want to let you know this is the time where we occasionally do a pledge drive. Basically, we remind you how you can support Robot or Not. It's too small for ads, just too short. It's just a few minutes. But you can support us by becoming a member of The Incomparable. You can sign up for a monthly or annual pledge to support Robot or Not directly by going to theincomparable.com/members and signing up. You can choose which shows on the network you'd like to support, if there's more than one. Or you can just check the box for Robot or Not, and your contribution will come to us after a few fees are taken out. If you listen to other podcasts on the network, yeah, support them too. As a thank you for supporting us, you receive a lot of extras. There are a bunch of exclusive podcast feeds, including an ad-free special edition of The Incomparable Mothership. There are bootlegs of a bunch of live recording sessions, and a special feed full of bonus episodes that only members get to hear, as well as access to a fun members-only Discord. And okay, here's the thing. We are doing a special episode for Robot or Not this year with Stephen and Erica from Lazy Doctor Who. It's a little bit of a crossover. We're going to have John watch the Doctor Who episode Robot from 1975. Is it a robot or not? What does John think about 1970s Doctor Who? I guess we're going to find out, and that will be available later this month only to members of The Incomparable. So check it out. There are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 a month, annual equivalents available, of course. So thanks for giving us your consideration. TheIncomparable.com/members.
Robot or not, robot or not.
John, Joshua and his son Matthias wrote in. And Joshua says, my son and I love the podcast. Nothing is more satisfying to my 10-year-old son than pointing out discrepancies in the English language. We would like to know, can you say you are flying in an airplane if you are not the pilot? Or are you just riding in an airplane?
No, you're flying in an airplane.
You're not flying an airplane. You're flying in
an
airplane.
You're flying in an airplane. Mm. Yes, that is the distinction. I am flying an airplane means you're like at the controls. You're flying in an airplane means you're in an airplane while it is flying.
While it is flying, and therefore you are flying by the transitive property. That's right. You
exactly.
Two are flying. You're flying inside an airplane.
If you were talking to someone on the phone and they said, where are you now? You said, I'm flying.
Yeah.
In an airplane.
In an airplane. Exactly right. Could you say you are riding in an airplane?
You could, but it would be weird. I mean, so many things. Speaking of the English language, like I watch a lot of foreign language things on YouTube, and every time I see one of them, I'm, you know, amazed at the intricacies of some other language. And then I think about how difficult it is to sound like a native speaker in the one language that I know, which is English, because of stuff like riding in an airplane versus flying in an airplane. It's fine. People will understand you. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with it. But just like idiomatically, we don't say that. Why don't you say that? I don't know. It's just it's the way it is. That's how you can clock people as non-native speakers. You know, they may have perfect diction and speak perfectly, but like just word choice, perfectly valid, grammatically correct word choice can pick you out as sort of seen in Inglourious Basterds, but not really. No spoilers.
Yeah, there's all those classic like the quizzing people in World War II about baseball stars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's worse though, because like you go on the airplane. We're on the airplane. I'm on the airplane now. But you wouldn't be on the car. You'd be in the car.
Yeah. Let's not get into online and inline again.
You're on a horse. It implies that you're on top of it. If you're on the car, you're literally
you don't
want to
be in the horse. That's
the car.
For sure.
You don't, definitely don't. I thought these things smelled bad on
smell
the
bad on the outside. Yep.
Yeah. I just, again, it's just English. Like, why is it like that? I don't know. People said they're you know, on the airplane. I'm on the plane.
Yeah, and then, like I said, there's the regional things. Like, are you online
sure.
or in line when you're waiting in a queue, as they would say, across the pond?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who is from New York, was talking about something online, and it took me like a minute to detect whether she was talking right. about the internet or a line she was in.
Yeah, you got to hear the space.
I know, but sometimes it's not there. Sometimes it's not there.
It's a silent space.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Joshua and to Matthias. Thank you for being satisfied by this podcast.
Robot or not.